Good morning. This is Justin Nyoni. Welcome to the podcast. And today I've got a very, very interesting audio for you. We're listening to a guy, a billionaire. His name is Dan Pena. And when you discover this guy, like I said before, when I discover something great, when I discover something inspiring, when I discover something that will add value, that has added value to me, I'll immediately just share it with you because I want to add value to your life. And I discovered this guy, his name is a billionaire, his name is Dan Pena. And this dude, he gives some tough love, you know. I think between him and Gary Vee, he's got the same kind of vibe as Gary Vee. But Dan Pena is very old school, very raw, but very necessary. Because I think what we're missing now is people who tell us the truth. And somehow you and me are drawn to people who really tell us the truth. Sometimes we don't like it. Sometimes we, you know, they tend to be the kind of people that you want to avoid. But at the back of your mind, you know that this guy is right and I need to listen to this guy. And they require you to have some discipline to really listen, to try and implement what they're saying. But the billionaire Dan Pena is one of those guys you need to listen to. He's a bit raw. He cusses a lot. But the core message of what he's trying to deliver is true. And it's been lost in our time, in our day, that's trying to remove the masculinity in our society and make men to be women and just remove the lion in that lion like ambition in us. And I think that's what Dan Pena is very, very good for, and that's what we need, because a lot of times we've been raised and up in environments that make poverty okay, that make failure okay, that make not doing well okay, that make not being aggressive about your finances and your business okay. And that kind of attitude really, really damages yourself, your business. It damages your prospects. And we need to get to a place where we really get back to the old school hard work, be a lion. You know, Dan Pena reminds me of Donald Trump. You know, those guys who are hyper success oriented, they no bullshit, there's no they don't have, you know, like Donald Trump always talks about, it's either winners or losers. You know, he's got no middle ground. It's either you're a winner or you're a loser, and he's received a lot of flack from it. But I think they represent an old school success mentality that has built the Western world, and I think it's something that we need to take into account. So you need to listen to this guy. He's a wonderful speaker. If you find anything about him, research about him, Dan Pena. I'll put some stuff on my website if I can. So enjoy and be inspired. Have a good day. Cheers.
Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Ted Turner. Success leaves clues, kids. I just named five of the greatest names in business in the last 150 years. And they all have one thing in common. They're ball busters. They're hard as nails. Where does that leave you? I still work 50, 60 hours a week, and I haven't had to work in 35 years. You're not willing to do anything. You're not willing to sacrifice anything to be a high-performance person.
I don't want to be like that.
No, no, most people don't.
I want to be liked.
Yeah, well, see, you want to fit in. I'm the only speaker that you're ever going to hear that really, with all his heart, doesn't give a shit. If I leave here, you liking me, I did something wrong.
If we would like to improve the quality of our lives, personally and professionally, what would be your advice? What can we do? What is most important?
Well, the most important thing is self-esteem. The people that we read about, the people that we admire, the Elon Musks, the Steve Jobs, the Warren Buffetts, etc., all have one thing in common. They have extremely high self-esteem. Of course, you've heard me say this before, self-esteem is built the first 7 or 8 years of life. And unfortunately, we're with our parents the first 7 or 8 years of life. We don't have too much high self-esteem. But to build high self-esteem, and the way you build high self-esteem, if you're 25, 35, or 45, is to be around, surround yourself with other people that have high self-esteem. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And so you can still, you can reverse your childhood by who you associate with.
How do you do that?
Well, you find people that are where you want to be, but they're already there. You're 22 years old, you're 32, you're 41 years old, and there's a guy or a gal who's 45 years old who is where you want to be. They've accomplished a lot of things. If you're into, they're saving the world, they're using their money for good causes, go associate with those people, be around those people. And they're easy to find, but they're not gonna knock on your door. They're not gonna come to your apartment or your flat and ask you, oh, can I help you? And the best tool I've ever seen, it's like it was designed for this, is LinkedIn. It's the best social media tool for what we're discussing. And you can find these people. Now, just remember, everybody that's on LinkedIn, all the, I don't know, 20 million or whatever people that are on LinkedIn are all there for one reason. They're there because they want to do business. They want to meet people. Unlike some of the other social medias like Facebook or Twitter. But I mean, LinkedIn, they're there for a common purpose. They have a common bond. They have a common goal. They want to expand their horizons. And it's a great tool. I had self-esteem. I didn't know till I got grown up and was an adult that everybody didn't have self-esteem. I didn't understand that. I didn't realize that everybody didn't have self-confidence. I didn't realize that everybody didn't have self-worth. Gallup did a poll in 2016, worldwide, 87.6% of all the people on the planet. We'll just round it off. 87% of everybody that walks the face of the earth, 7.65 billion people, are unhappy. The high-performance people, the one thing that they all have in common is they're hungry. Hungry for a better life. Hungry for change. Hungry for the tough love their parents didn't give them.
So is that what it needs? You have to be hungry. You need to feel the pain.
Growth only comes through pain. No pain, no gain. It's the same in life. If love got the job done, you wouldn't need podcasts, you wouldn't need seminars. It doesn't. Tough love gets the job done. But being liked doesn't get you a raise when you're working for whoever you're working for. Efficiency, accountability. Most people that come to seminars are there because they weren't held accountable when they were growing up.
What is your definition of a high performance person?
Being all that you can be every day. 24/7, 365, being all you can be. I asked the question a couple days ago. How many of you, can raise your hand, how many of you have kids? Don't raise your hand now. How many of you would like to have your kids grow up just like your parents? You know the answer, don't you? Close to zero. Because they were shitty role models. I'm not going to ask the second question. How many of you would like your kids to grow up and be like you? But being a high-performance person is a full-time job. I'm like this when I wake up in the morning to brush my teeth. I'm like this when I brush my teeth before I go to sleep. I'm like this 24/7, 365, and I've been like this for the better part of 50 years. I'm always like this. I'm always pushing the edge of the envelope. But the sun is gonna gobble up the earth in about between 7 and 11 billion years. Although I'm planning on living a long time, I'm not gonna live quite that long. But I just work hard. I don't know any other thing than hard work. And hard work is out of favor now. It just is. But I'm a dying breed. I'm a Neanderthal. I understand that. I'm sad to say that because I know it's a sad commentary for the human race. Because you're not willing to make any sacrifices to be high performance. I still work 56, I don't consider it work. I still work 50, 60 hours a week. And I haven't had to work in 35 years. So the bottom line, you're not willing to do anything. You're not willing to sacrifice anything to be a high-performance person. It sounds strange in hindsight. I found making $450 million easy. easy. And I wanted to do something more with my life. And so when I got into the financial coaching, I wanted to change the fabric of financial coaching, which I have. And I wanted to be known as and now that's what they call me, the greatest of all time. But this was just me flapping my mouth 25 years ago. Now I am the greatest of all time, vis-a-vis creating wealth through people like yourselves. And I wanted to leave that legacy. And I wanted people, like, I'm from the barrio, I'm a real rough background, been in jail 5 times, did a lot of ugly things. But I'm glad it happened to me, because I know what the other side, like some of you have never been kicked in the teeth. I know what it is to be kicked in the teeth and my teeth be on the pavement. I know what that feels like. I know the humiliation. Forget the pain, you get over the pain. I wanted the poor kids to understand that they had a methodology, there was a methodology used by one of them that was once poor and got in a lot of trouble. You can do it if you want to do it bad enough. The operative part of that little description is if you want it bad enough. Muhammad Ali, arguably one of the greatest fighters ever, he was talking shit since he's 14, 15 years old, I'm the greatest. Before he ever had a professional fight. My father said, if you've got something in your mind, it should come out of your lips. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. And you've been taught all your life not to ask. You've been trained, keep your head down. Don't embarrass yourself. Don't embarrass the family. Don't say things that may not happen. And I do just the opposite. I tell you to set goals beyond your lifetime. I tell you to set goals as soon as humanly possible. When kids come to me, they want to make a million, 10 million, you know, and then when they've made 100 million, they say, Mr. Pena, we would have never, ever dreamt that we could create 100 million until we met you. You will never exceed your highest expectation. You will never exceed your highest, craziest thought. Never. That's a guarantee. But I mean, kids, I mean, you can have whatever you want.
Okay, this is the end of the show. It's been a pleasure having you around. Please send me a message on WhatsApp on +27 65 131 9426. So that's my number. Send me a WhatsApp message. Let me know where you're listening from. It's been a pleasure having you. Have a great day. Please hit me up on Facebook. Justin Nyoni is my name. Justin Nyoni Inc. is my company page. LinkedIn, Justin Nyoni. Send me an email, justinnyoni@outlook.com. I'll get back to you. It's been really a pleasure listening, being with you. Send me a message if you can. We'd love to hear from you. And so have a good day. Be informed, be blessed. Have a great day. Cheers.